State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
Tech companies want to become more diverse, right? And there are a lot of different ways different organizations are going about that. One way is to expose more kids to tech jobs. That, at least, is the strategy for the new Midwest Tech Project in Grand Rapids. State of Opportunity's Dustin Dwyer went to one of its events last week at an elementary school.
So we are on the basketball gym at the MLK Leadership Academy in Grand Rapids, and it's like right at the start of this event for the Midwest Tech Project. And right away, there is a line of kids waiting for a virtual reality video game headset. The first kid I see is 9-year-old Sydney McKenney. On the screen, she is driving a red Ferrari through the streets of some European town. How was it?
Good.
It was just like driving a Ferrari, pretty much?
Yep.
So she's got to buy you a Ferrari now?
Yeah.
Come on, Mom.
You can. And her mom, Whitney's here too. So you never done virtual reality before?
No, I have not. I'm from the old school, like Nintendo, Mario Kart, and Duck Hunt age. So all of this is totally new for me.
Same here. And this new virtual reality video game headset is just the start of the crazy tech in this elementary school gym. There are robots, a 3D printer, and one guy demonstrating a brand new $3,000 headset from Microsoft.
Augmented reality. If you look over there, that's virtual reality where they have where you put the whole thing on. But this is augmented reality, which is putting things in my real environment. So if you
look at the screen, this whole event came about through the vision of really two guys who grew up in Grand Rapids.
I'm Jonathan Jokes, co-founder of the Midwest Tech Project and lifelong Grand Rapidian.
All right, man. Tell me what the Midwest Tech Project is all about.
The Midwest Tech Project is a mentoring program that's kind of constructed to connect kids from the inner city to the technology industry. You know, clearly women are underrepresented in the field and minorities are underrepresented in the field. And so we wanted to do something that was intentional to make sure that people who come from the neighborhoods that we grew up in can be a part of Michigan's 21st century workforce.
We did it really to help demystify tech for inner city students, Grand Rapids Public School students.
This is Jelks' co-founder with the Midwest Tech Project, A.J. Hills IV. Now, neither Jelks nor Hills is a tech expert, but they're both involved in Grand Rapids' entrepreneur community, and both grew up black in a city where most of the business and tech leaders aren't black. Long term, the Midwest Tech Project they launched is really about making the tech scene look more like their community.
We see an entrepreneur being birthed out of these young people that we work with, but in the future we want to be able to be kind of a tech hub in the community here. We want to offer some incubating services and want to be able to help develop the space for entrepreneurs to come get connected.
Well, just this week we started coding with HTML and we also use Python.
This voice is Brandon Wells. He's a high school freshman taking part in another aspect of the Midwest Tech Project's work. It's not just this tech expo. Wells is learning programming. He's gone on visits to local tech companies, and he's pitched ideas to them. He says one day he wants to start his own company. For the younger kids, just being exposed to new tech is the biggest thrill. Behind Wells, Sydney McKenney holds a different set of goggles up to her face, while a kindergartner gets a lesson on how she can someday build goggles like
these. You ever heard what programming is, computer programming? So I want you, when you go to high school, if you can take a computer programming class, that would be perfect.
This man's name is John White. He works at the furniture company Steelcase.
You seem to do really well with explaining this stuff to kids.
Because, you know, I have more of a purpose here because, you know, I work in IT. I'm one of the few black people in IT at my company. And I look around this room of all these, you know, youthful black faces. And my job currently is to see how I can inspire them.
White says for him, there is no more exciting field to be in than tech. And he hopes these kids grow up and consider it, because he says they are needed. With State of Opportunity, I'm Dustin Dwyer, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.